Episode 189, Holiday Gains That Don't Include Weight Gains.
Welcome to Beyond Your Comfort Zone. I'm your host, Cammie Banks. I'm a mother of four and a certified life, weight, and triathlon coach. I'm a lover of people, watermelons, and triathlons. I'm here to assist you in losing weight and gaining lasting health. I love helping others improve their food and exercise and get the results they want. And along the way, they become mentally and physically tough. It's a wild and fun ride, and I can't wait for you to be a part of it. Let's go.
To the podcast. If you're listening to this before Thanksgiving comes out, I give you mad props that you're listening. Maybe you're doing it as you're prepping the food, as you're driving around getting your last minute things. Regardless, if you're listening to after Thanksgiving, you're probably still listening to it during the holidays. So these tips and all the things I'm going to have to say will be helpful. And to all of you that are just taking the time to listen, I know that you care about your health. I know that healthy habits matter to you. So it's going to be important to you to hear these things. I do later on in the podcast, I'm going to share some tips that will help you. But I really just want to help you through this season to keep the gains that you've made, that we've made throughout the whole year. And I don't want them to have to end with weight gains. So that's going to be the biggest thing that we're trying to work on. And I know we talked about this on the team, is we were talking about, you know, every third week of the month, we always talk about food. And it so happened that this was the week we just talked about food is leading into Thanksgiving week. So we had some really good ideas. So I'll share you some of the tips we shared. I will hopefully share some of the ideas that people kind of trips them up in their head. I love my team because they're so willing to share and they're willing to work through some of the stumbling blocks that we probably so many of us have. So I will share that. And to any of you that are, you know, always intrigued about the team or anything like that, you know, you can always go to cammiebanks.com and find out more about the team. You can reach out to me from there, or you can go onto Instagram and check out, there's always reels there showing you ideas how to eat healthy food. There's reels about my exercise and how food works there. So many fun ideas. So, and you can always reach out to me on DM there. So just send me a message and I would love to hear from you and help you on your health journey as much as possible, helping you get ready, hopefully for the 2024. So it's the elevated you. And that's what we're going to talk about, how we can go into 2024, taking the gains that we've got from this year and just going to the next level, not having to restart. So let's talk about this year. And so regardless if you've come into the team or if you're just listening or you just found this podcast, I want you to, before you, whenever you're listening to this, say you have a holiday party tomorrow or you have Thanksgiving, whatever you have, or you listen to this around Christmas time and you have New Year's coming up, whatever is your next thing coming up for you, whatever party or holiday thing is happening, I want you to think about all the things you've done this year to work on your health and what kind of health habits have you set or created. And let's be mindful of those. Let's bring them to the conscious level. Let's acknowledge it and let's give ourselves credit for it, because we want to know, first of all the, you know, all the capability that we have and the ability that we've gained throughout this year. And sometimes we forget that because we go into this holiday season and, like, I don't know, we let everything that we've done kind of go out the window. But I want us to keep the gains that we've done. So I want you to think about, what are some of the mindsets what kind of mindset have you used? And here's the thing, we head into the holiday season and we're like, we get there and we're like, I think I'm just going to throw in the towel. This is way too hard. And we cave at all the temptations that are in front of us. But I want you to think back to all the different events you've done this year. Birthday parties, probably holiday trips, or even just vacations. Think about some of your stumbling blocks, all the different things that you've gone through this year, and how did you get through them? How did you get to that challenge? How did you use the healthy habit that you gained? And how did you still do that? Let's just take exercise. How did you still exercise on a really busy day? Or how did you still find time to exercise when you went on a vacation? And find those times that you did, you're like, oh my gosh, I did. I got up a little earlier, or I went on my lunch break, or when the kids were at the pool, I I did a quick class, right, on vacation or something like that. And I want you to go through that and be like, how did I set myself up there? How did I prioritize my health even during those busy times? Or when we had back-to-back birthdays, I know a lot of people somehow with their kids, all the birthdays are all like, I mean, my kids are, three of my kids are within 5 weeks, right? And a lot of people have birthdays that are all like really close. And like, how did you get through that? What kind of healthy habits did you do that you got through that time when you didn't really think it was possible? Because I want you to remember that. I want you to bring it to your remembrance, into your conscious level. So as you head into this holiday season, you're like, oh yeah, I did get, I gained that health habit this year that I'm going to now take in to this 5 weeks from Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year's, right? And bring that up to the level so that when you're faced with, maybe we call it challenges, but not, I don't really know if it's really challenging. It's just how we want to state that. But when we're faced with these 5 weeks, how do we want to face that? And I want you to take those tools that you've learned. I follow, his name is Brad Jensen on Instagram, and I love what he said. I'm going to read it to you. I've been thinking about this as I've been running, like thinking about how can we keep our gains throughout the whole year and not just end the year with weight gain. And then I saw him post this and I was like, oh, I have to share this. He said, the holidays are only as hard as you want to make them. If you value your health and your wellness enough, even the holidays won't be a big enough excuse to eat like an a-hole. He has some language. And if you execute during the holidays, you can do it during any time. And that blank is empowering. Go get them. So I want you to think about that. You know, we don't necessarily have to say it's hard. We can just say it's 5 weeks. And maybe it is hard. And this is what we're going to lead into this next part. We want to see how empowering it can be to choose and execute a plan going into the holidays. And he just said right here that if you can execute during the holidays, you can do it during any time. And that's what we were talking about on our team call, is that, you know, we've been working on getting these skills. We've been working on, I'm going to share some practical tips that we can use for these holidays parties and the holiday events. But the skills that we've been working on, it's like we can actually put them to the test, because maybe this is a hard time for you. Maybe this is where the challenges come out. But just like I tell my athletes, I'm like, we train for 12 weeks to go to a race, and we put all that hard work, and then we get to see, you know, how it benefits us on race day. That's the same thing. If we've been working all year, we've been working on these skills, say maybe they were our New Year's resolutions, we've been working on them all year long, and then we get to go take them into these 5 weeks. This is more like maybe our race. Like, how do we take all the skills that we've been practicing and now apply them to quote unquote race day for five weeks, right? How do we do that? And I want us to think about how much confidence we can get as we go into it and we decide that we want to execute a plan and we go through these 5 weeks. First of all, let me advocate this. So we're not going to go through it perfectly, but we go through it making some progress, not expecting perfection, but that there's a standard, that there's an outline, that we're not necessarily going to cave, and we're not going to throw in the towel for 5 weeks. We may have some, you know, bumpy roads, ups and downs. Just think about your year. You had a few ups and a few downs, and you kept going. So during this holiday season, as you go into it, maybe one party was hard for you, or maybe Thanksgiving you overate or you overindulged. Most of the time, I think I say this a lot, but it's not that we overeat, but we have an underfeeling problem. So we just don't want to feel anything. We overeat and we overindulge and it's very nostalgic for us. And we do all these things. Say that happens on Thanksgiving, but we don't have to just at Thanksgiving throw in the towel for all the way till the new year. We can just like regroup, right? And be like, okay, what else are we going to do? And you think about, if I can execute a plan, if I can go through these weeks and not cave and not gain weight during this time, think about how empowering that is. And to take that into New Year, that confidence is priceless. We take that into the New Year, which I'll talk about in a little bit later, and we start the New Year in a totally different place than where we usually always start, over and over again, the same place over and over again. And so I want us to go into it with this empowering state. I want us to go into it with a new mindset. Let's, if possible, not go into it being like, this is going to be hard, almost into it being like, I can't wait to take all these things that I've gained this year and try it out and see how it works. And let me tell you one thing, like even if with my athletes, when we're training for 12 weeks and we go to a race and we want to try to test out our fitness and see how it goes, it does never go perfect. And so we have to be willing to have those bumps and have those things where they don't necessarily work out and watch how we talk to ourselves. That was another thing that I was talking to my team about, as I was just like, watch all the things that you say to yourself, that you beat yourself up. If it doesn't work out perfect, you just want to hear those things, but not take them to your heart. So just notice that your brain's going to say all this chatter to you, all this mental chatter, like you should be doing this. This food is bad for you. If you ate this, you should have done this. And if you did this, you'd have been better here. Just notice all that. But just realize that's the chatter. That's my chatter that now I've learned that it's just chatter, that it doesn't have to mean something about me. And so that the end of the day, we are still celebrating us, right? And if we want to go and celebrate, we were talking about this too on the call. If we want to go and celebrate with food, great. But let's make sure that we're celebrating for first and foremost ourselves, that we're here, that we get to have these holidays, that we get to have these 5 weeks. So let's celebrate our body, our health. So we're showing up celebrating ourselves, and then we can show up and celebrate with food in a way that we're honoring ourselves. And we're going to eat food in a different way when we're showing up honoring ourselves, and we're not listening to all that chatter, but we're choosing the chatter that we want. We want to choose empowering thoughts, that it's going to empower our mindset to take the actions that we want. We can still go and celebrate with food. We can still have the food, but we're going to have it in a less indulging way and a less just kind of throwing the towel kind of attitude, kind of blindly going into it, being like, oh, just screw it for the rest of the 5 weeks, just eat whatever. I'm saying at any point we can check in and be like, what are we going to do for the rest of this time? Or even if we're in it, we're like, how do I want to show up today? What is my standard? What is my outline? Not perfect, but what does it look like? And so I want to share a few tips with you that some of my team has shared, that I've seen work for me, some things that could be helpful, because it's good to know, you know, we're going to take our healthy habits, what we've learned about movement and about food throughout it. We're going to really watch that chatter and watch our mindset and realize how much confidence to be gained in this time when we really put the rubber to the road, right? Like really test this out and be like, yes, I can do this. And instead of being hard, be like excited to like try it out. So the third thing is, or the tips I'm going to share is, this one could be challenging. So I was going to put it at the bottom, I'm going to put it at the top, and then it'll get maybe easier from here. But I would suggest drinking water. And they say drink half the ounces in your weight, or so however much, say I weigh 140, so you would drink 70 ounces of that. You take half of your body weight and drink at least that. But my suggestion to starting simple is just drinking water before you eat, because most of the time we think we're hungry, but we're really at a dehydrated state. So drink your water. And here's the thing, this is going to be the bonus part that's going to be hard. I would suggest, if you really want to see the gains, and gains as in your health gains and not weight gains, that I would see how well you can do at just choosing water as your beverage throughout the whole 5 weeks. And I know for some of you that is challenging. For me, it's something that I've done over and over again, so it's not as challenging for me, but I'm not a special unicorn and I'm just the same as anyone else. So I know if someone just wants to do that and they make that part of their plan, that it will be executed a lot more than if they just decide to drink whatever's around, right? If we drink water, we're hydrating ourselves. We're realizing we're not as hungry often. And second of all, we're not just drinking empty calories. So that's the bonus. I know that could be hard, but start with water so that we know that we give ourselves water and then wait, you know, 15, 20 minutes before we actually eat. And then we can know that we're eating from a place of satiety, like we're hungry, not just we're dehydrated. So then another tip here is fill your plate with color and healthy options first. So I always like to see how much color I can get. And then, you know, it's good to have your plate, put the protein in, if it's plant protein, if it's meat protein, but put it, you know, as I talk about our nutrients plan, that it's always the whole food versus the processed food. So when I say healthy food, it's doing the thing that's the least amount of processed food. So, if you're going to have turkey, probably have it in the whole form and the least amount of gravy, right? So something like that, we would put the healthy part on there. I don't eat turkey, but I do have a fruit turkey, which is completely non-processed because it's fun. You'll watch for my reel, but well, I don't know if I'll do my fruit turkey because it's already on my reel. It's already on my Instagram feed, but it's like fruit shish kebabs and it's made out of a honeydew melon and like a pear for the head. And then we switch the fruit shish kebabs out for thankful feathers. And it's super fun because it's my turkey that I get to eat. quote unquote turkey. And then we get to say all, we switch it out for like a feather that says all the things we're thankful for. So it turns into a game. But anyways, I'm just saying, so do the healthy options first. And I'm hosting Thanksgiving in my house, but we have plenty of color to opt for you. I know sometimes, for me, sometimes Thanksgiving meals cannot look very colorful because it's a lot of brown color, the white mashed potatoes. The sweet potatoes are kind of orange. So try to get the color on your plate. Try to get the whole food and the least amount of process first. And then you can fill in the gaps with some of the things that maybe you want to have, maybe a little bit of an indulgent here or a little bit of a, something that you want, but just have a small amount of it. And I love this other idea that I got from a friend is, you know, a lot of times we have finger foods out at first. And so we're snacking on all these finger foods and we're just grabbing something here and grabbing something there. And that adds up. So is what she says is she just takes a plate, one small little appetizer plate, and fills it up, and she just chooses whatever she wants to have. But when the plate is full and she eats off it, she doesn't go and get more. That's her limit. And then another friend said that's the same thing she does for the Thanksgiving meal. And I suggest twofold, right? Fill it up with the color and the health, and then, you know, fill in the gaps with the little, maybe extra little treats that you want here and there, or maybe the processed food or the things you have to have because it's a Thanksgiving meal, which again, you don't have to, but if you feel like you need to, then fill that in, but only do the one plate method. So we don't go back for seconds and thirds, and you know how that goes on and on. So that would be the another suggestion. And I love to do this when I'm not hosting. Since I'm hosting, I'm going to have a bunch of options. We're going to have the traditional Thanksgiving for people who want traditional, and then we'll have the version of it in a healthier version, in my healthier version, because I like to take recipes and just switch a few ingredients around to make them healthier and cleaner and a wholer product or a wholer recipe. So I will bring that. But other times when I'm going to Thanksgiving, I will just take one or two things to share that I know for sure that I can eat because is healthy and I made it the way I want to. So bring something to share. Fill your plate up with that. Here's another thing we talked about on the call that I would suggest is that if you are choosing to eat somewhat healthier and maybe you don't have the traditional Thanksgiving plate and people ask you questions, be prepared for that. As you're executing the plan going into it, realize people might ask you questions and people might, you know, question what you're doing or why you're not doing this and maybe say things that are odd or that you don't necessarily want to hear, which I wish I could do a whole podcast on the things that people have said to me, but just realize they're probably going to do that. That go into that being like, they're probably going to say stuff. Either decide how you want to answer that or decide you don't want to answer it, right? And just be like, oh, this is just something I'm choosing for this year, or just have an answer set up, or just don't make it be, decide to make it mean that they're just curious about you and they get to have their own opinion and you will get to still have your own opinion at the end of the night. Cause I know I coach a lot of people that I've talked to is that like, people ask me all these questions and I can't handle it. And I don't want to, all that pressure, and just be like, it's probably going to be there. They're probably going to ask about it. It's a holiday that's circled around food. So if you change this year, they might ask you about it. And I would say almost wear it as a badge of honor that they're just curious to be like, this is new. This is unique. And almost wear it like, yeah, like this is, and I'm excited about it, and share it from that kind of energy. And I think you'll be able to come out ahead of the game instead of feeling deflated or that they're questioning you in a negative way. And they could be, but just take it in and be like, oh, this is a fun way for me to talk about it. So that's one way to think of it. Another way I just like to do this is prioritize why do we actually get together for Thanksgiving? I'd question that. And I like to think we get together because I like to connect with those I love. And I know people think we get together for Thanksgiving to gather and eat all the food, but you don't have to go in with that same story this year. So I like to say prioritize connection over indulging with the food, and prioritize being active instead of sedentary. So those are the two mantras I like to do. And if I'm there to connect, then I make sure that's my highest priority. And I eat with everyone just my own way. And you can choose what that looks like for you as you execute a plan, but also knowing that there could be a lot of time of sitting around and watching sports, and you can do that if you want to. But if you want to execute a plan that has activity involved in it, or maybe people want to sit around and you choose to do your activity beforehand, there's so many times we get to choose that we just think we can't choose. Realize there's a lot more empowerment around the holidays than we think. We are going to have to put forth effort, and we're going to have to plan that. It's not just going to be handed to us, but it is possible to keep movement in with the holidays and not be as sedentary when we're all together, right? We don't have to just have to sit around and talk. We can go for walks together after Thanksgiving. We can go out and let the kids play at the park as we walk around the walking path, different things like that. Get creative, be curious, see what else you can do, see what might look a little different. And again, be willing to shake things up a little bit and see how that goes. So those are a few tips. And last thing I just want to say is that when we finish and we take these gains with us through all the way through, so we don't just do the gains from January until November and then forget about them and throw in the towel and just cave these last 5 weeks, we take them all the way through. And it doesn't ever look perfect. It hasn't looked perfect in throughout the whole year, but as we take them all the way through, all the way to the new year, that when we start the new year in 2024 and we're setting these resolutions, we don't have to set the same resolutions year after year after year and not make any progress because we've gone backwards, you know, during the 5 weeks, and then we have to start again. Let's start at an elevated place this year. Let's take these gains and start with these gains and see what's the next resolution that we get to do that we've never been able to do before because we've always had to do the same one over and over again. Let's see what that looks like. Let's, as we head into this holiday, think about this 2024 self instead of not thinking about it until 2024. Let's think about it the whole time. Let's realize that we can do this, right? Let's think about ways that we can show up for ourselves. And we have to picture that future self in the present self instead of always having this past self dragged around with us and thinking that we can't change and being like, well, Thanksgiving's always the same way. I always have to eat the same thing. I always have to eat the same food and need to have the same traditions. At any point, if that's not serving you anymore and it's having you gain weight and having you not have the health you want, not having you have this experience you want, you can drop that and decide how are you going to show up for yourself. You can decide that I want to change this, and you don't have to carry that story. No one's making you, just so you know. It feels like maybe that you have to. You don't have to. You can come into this. And so I want you to picture yourself during the holiday. I want you to picture what it's going to be like to have come through this with the confidence that you executed, that during this time that maybe is a test of what you've learned through the year, that you have gone through this test or this race and you've got to the finish line and you are so proud of yourself that you've not done it perfectly, but that you've taken some of these gains, some of these health gains, and you've actually seen them executed. And then you know that you can do it any other time throughout 2024, and you're going to probably add something else and be this elevated to this next level. So I want you to try that. I want you to come through the holidays keeping all the healthy habits and the gains that you've made in 2023. I want them to come all the way through with you. Then we'll finish the season not having the notorious weight gain that we have to lose, right? Well, even if we maintain, we get to start at a different place next year. So try this out. I'm here for you. If you have any questions, if you want more tips, more ideas, I'm here to help you. I really do want you to take the gains that you've made all the way through with you. I want you to see what this holiday will feel like with these healthy habit gains that you've made and how you have this new confidence, how you have this new self that you get to take with you in 2024. I know it's going to push you out of your comfort zone, but I know you can do it. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's elevate during the holidays, and I'll be back again next week. All right. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
How would you like to be a part of a team that elevates your life? That is what we do inside Team Elevate, and I would love for you to come be a part of it. Some of the things that we do inside the team is we create meal plans that work for your life. I also help you create exercise plans, and if you have signed up for a race, we design a plan that will get you across the finish line. The other thing we do in there is weekly group coaching. We have an option for one-on-one coaching. We do live retreats. We do ski trips. We get together and celebrate the bodies that we have and the things that we can do in our lives. And inside there, when we begin to work on our food and our exercise, and we strengthen our body and our mind, we see how it elevates the relationship we have with us. And in turn, it elevates all the other relationships in our life. So if you are interested in being a part of this team, we would love to have you. You can get onto my website at cammybanks.com. That's Cammy with a K. Or if you just want to jumpstart your weight loss right now, you can jump onto my Instagram at Cammie Banks Coaching and grab my free meal plan. So thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love for you to follow it so you never miss an episode. And I'd love for you to rate and review it so others can find this and it can enhance their lives. And most of all, thanks for sharing your time with me today. Bye-bye.